Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the A Money Show Train right here. The number one internet blog talk celebrity host is A Money, my co-host Jew. What it do, coming out of Texas, it's going down. Team A Money, I salute you tonight. First and foremost, what's up, Killer Ken over there in Facebook world? And much respect goes out to Mr. James Jones Sr., founder and chairman of SUT. You will learn so much more about Simply United Together on this show right here on the A Money Show Train. I will be talking all about that, but the team will be coming on soon and letting you know about that company. Big up to DHI on the train. You already know how we do at DHI. We are bringing you the best. And of course, this is your girl, A Money, right here. I'm so happy to have you all in. We have a caller on, 908-400. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, A Money?
What's up? Who's this?
This is that sexy voice you talk about.
A sexy voice that I talk about?
Yeah, you talk to the princess about the sexy voice, so, you know. It's actually Fredo Baggins. I talked to you last night.
What's good? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I was just giving a call in tonight to say hello.
Yes, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that you called in again with your sexy voice on the train. I'm going to have to give you your special ticket now to sit in the lavish VIP of the train section.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I'm enjoying you. I did not expect you to call you, so it's a pleasure.
Huh? You didn't expect me to call in.
No, it's such a pleasure. I didn't expect you, so you got me choked up.
I'm sorry. It's all good.
No, don't be sorry. It's a good thing.
I was also wanted to say about last night about the gentleman that called in about, you know, I think his name was T.I. or something.
He lost his daughter.
Yeah, Terrell.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what he's kind of going through. I lost my daughter about 7 years ago. And my daughter and my fiance, and they both got killed in a car accident 7 years ago. And, my one piece of advice to him is, you know, you just got to keep your spirits up and, you know, just keep on pushing forward, because, you know, my daughter basically sits on my shoulder, and, you know, all through my rough times that I had in the past couple of years, she's just been pushing me forward. And, you know, as I told you last night, I got that job, and I took that job. And
congratulations once more again. I'm very happy for you and to see all that God is doing for our people.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I understand what he's going through and everything. So, you know, it's just for me to tell him and just be like, you know, just keep your head up. The good things will come. You just got to be patient. I mean, you're going to have hard times. Of course, on the holidays, it's very hard for people who have their losses in their life to be miserable. But, you know, just stay with your friends and your closest family. You're good, you know.
Yes. That is so true. You know, it's very sad. I don't know exactly what that feels like, but, you know, my heart goes out to you and Terrell, because, man, I would never, you know, life and death is promised to us, but I would never want to go through it how you guys had to lose your babies. I just would not. And, you know, God, you know, strengthens you and Terrell in it all, and bless your babies for being the angels that they are. And, giving you the strength to carry on, you know, in life now. So everything that you do, you still must be a light and a guide to others. And what you have said and done here today, I'm hoping that Terrell is listening and, you know, you have touched him in a way, because I know he needs it too. And maybe you guys should exchange numbers. And I think that would be a good thing. Right here on the A Money Show Train, get with the princes and get Terrell's information. And I think you guys should be a healing to one another. I believe that you can be.
Yeah, I mean, I like to try to help him out. You know, I mean, I like to try and help him out as much as I can. You know, I'm still going through some times myself. But, you know, a new person who knows where it's coming from, you know. It's always better than having somebody that has no clue, you know. But it's always good to have loved ones. Like I said before, it's always good to have loved ones around, because without the loved ones that help you push forward, you're not going nowhere but down. You know, and I also had lost a very good friend of mine about around the same time I lost my daughter. She actually went missing, and before, you know, we still don't know where she is today. But you know, she has two beautiful children, and you know, I actually babysit them tonight. They beat me up, but you know, it's cool.
Well, see, you're healing to those children as well, and I'm sorry that you lost your friend, but you're there also to help, give a helping hand, and even a healing hug and a smile to her children as well. So, you know, that is a very wonderful thing. We have another caller on as well at 516-304.
Have a good night, all right?
You don't have to go nowhere. Don't leave me.
All right.
You just hang out in the VIP area and chill out and listen to the show.
All right.
All right. What's good, Miss Styles? Team A Money, head of the NYC Downstate area. What's going on, Miss Styles?
What's good, A-Money? Good night, everyone.
Oh, man. It's all about you. I miss you.
I miss you, too. What's going on?
Well, tell me something good about your education experience.
School is going good. I passed my midterm. Thank God I did. So I'm just holding on, man. I'm just cruising. I'm feeling good.
I'm glad you're feeling good. And Ms. Styles, we have, you know, new viewers and listeners, you know, all the time. As you know, you're head of Team A Money in New York City. Let the people know something about you that is very unique. And let them know your trials and tribulations and why I love you so much.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm a singer-songwriter at Black Asylum Records. I promote at A Money Figgums Entertainment. What else I do? I used to be in the Olympics for 11 years. Hello? Did I get cut off? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
You're there. Go ahead.
What else was it? I go to, I'm in school for music production. I just love A Money, how she embraced me, and I just love the show, and I love what I do.
I love you. I know you love the show, but I love you even more because you take the time out, and, I mean, I'm doing so much, and you're right there with me, and I look over, and I just want to grab and hold you and tell you.
Tell my mom.
You did
well. I'm all on the Twitter networks, the Facebook energy. I'm everywhere.
I know. You're everywhere putting up the A Money Show and whatever chain of events that's going on in the world. And we really love you for that.
Yeah, everybody's following me at on Twitter at Miss Stars/MS_Z_MSSTLYZ. That's my Twitter. And follow me on Imagery at Miss Styles. Or find me on A Money page. I'm all over there. So
right. Thank you, baby.
All right.
Yo, we have another caller. Yes, we have another caller. 770-885. What's good?
Hi. Fine, how are you? I just got your number from you being just a few minutes ago. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm sorry that was a very brief entrance for myself, but I'm glad you tuned in to the show.
Well, yeah, fine. That's fine. I wanted to, like, introduce myself to you and to your listeners and let you know who I am and what I do for the community as well.
Yes.
Okay, sure things. My name is Sonyette Cross, and I am the Chief Operation Officer for Simply United Together's Undeniable Entertainment Incorporated. And I've been a member of SUT maybe since March, and we are very much a full-fledged grassroots volunteer activist, community service organization. It's only been around for 2 years here in Atlanta, and we have over 247 chapters in 49 of the 50 states. But we definitely love giving back. We just had our founder who gave away some food to a community off of Washington Road here in Atlanta. So we are definitely geared up for volunteerism. We're definitely geared up to give back to any and everybody. We have over like 52 divisions. Yeah, we cover everything from breast cancer awareness to veterans to domestic violence to child abuse, we name it. We definitely get out there and help everyone in need. That's what we do. And we're having a breast awareness. Actually, we're having a full-figured pink and white fashion show in November 9th. And I'm very excited about that because we are trying to do things out of the norm. You know, everyone's doing something for breast awareness in October. We're like, you know what, let's do something a little different. It's a full-figured, be bold, be big, be beautiful. You know, cancer affects everyone of all sizes, not just, you know, the norm. So we're definitely are really geared up and really happy about it. As soon as I get the actual location of the show, I definitely will share it with you because we're definitely trying to find us a really good location right now. But we're all geared up and excited.
Oh, well, that sounds like something that I would really enjoy with my full figure.
You know, right? Hey, that's definitely, you know, we do have a curved fat, we do have a curved fashion division, so we might have to do some little negotiation to be one of our models. How about that?
Well, you know what? I would enjoy it. I'll tell you. I would enjoy that, and it would be an honor.
Oh, that would be sweet. Yes, definitely. So I want to come in and you know, introduce myself and let everyone else know that, you know, there is a lot of good still around here, you know. And like I said, we are definitely geared up for the holiday season. You know, we're going to start a turkey drive, and adopt a family for Christmas. So we're definitely going to just go out this year with a bang, helping as many people as we possibly can. Carers are always welcome. always welcome.
That sounds so nice. Like, you know, I love that. I'm a charitable person, and I would donate my time all the time and to something like that. So you have me, and, you know, if you don't have my number, I will give it to you.
Okay, well, that's fine. You know, are you, you know, because I'm on Facebook all the time, so, hey, you know, like, definitely. But so what is your radio number? I have that, but, you know, we definitely okay.
Yes, you can reach me at 404-399-4255.
Okay, and your name again?
Aisha Simmons, A-Y-E-S-H-A.
Okay, got it, H-A. All right, Simmons, got it, because I'm going to lock you in on my phone. And I'm going to give you a call, so that would be my number.
I appreciate that so much. And can you say your name one more time?
My name is Sonyette Frost.
Okay.
Yeah. That's S-O-N-Y-E-T-T-E. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so, I mean, you can call me at any time. It does not matter when you call me. I'm up all the time.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me to come on the show, and good luck to everything, and I hope to be working, partner up with you on other ventures.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sad that I missed the turkey giveaway event, but I didn't know about it, but, you know, I'm here at the disposal.
There's going to be another one coming up. Don't worry, there's going to be another one coming up in November. The weekend before Christmas. I mean, the weekend before Thanksgiving. So there's going to be another one, definitely. So I will definitely keep you posted.
Thank you so very much. And I do appreciate your support as well of calling in to the A Money Show Train, 347-633-9074. Hello, caller 678-799. What's going on? This is the A Money Show Train.
Hello, this is Sandra Owens, Executive Director of Semper United Initiative.
Well, hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Tell us something good about your wonderful company since you're on.
Well, we are an entity of Simply United Together. Our part is basically about the initiative. We cover cervical cancer, breast cancer, domestic violence, stop the violence, diabetes, birth defects. We have about 35 different initiatives that fall under Simply United Together. And our job is just to keep people aware of the causes and effects of these, you know, type of things that are going on in the world.
Yes, this is true. And we need this awareness, and everyone who's being affected by it, they really need the love and the support of a company like this, SUT, and I cannot wait to, you know, get started with you all and embrace you all with everything.
Yes, ma'am. We also have like a gay and lesbian division, and that division basically, you know, just talk about whatever they want to talk about, but they also will be covering our initiatives as well, because everyone deals with breast cancer or, you know, cervical cancer, but that initiative actually falls under our entity as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're very universal. It's something that we've always done, but we actually just centralized Simply United Initiative. And since we've done that, it's really been taken off where, you know, we've had a lot of people that want to join and just want to be aware of what's going on.
Well, definitely this is a great thing, and You know, once upon a time, I had a sister she's passed away now of cancer, and I also had a woman in my life who was like my mother, passed away of cancer. So it spreads like wildflowers, and we didn't have a lot of the avenues that we have now, and I'm also a certified nurse's assistant, private duty aide, and HHA, and, you know, so I've seen where they begin and where they expire. So it's like, you know, you have to be a very, very blessed individual to deal with those type of situations. And, you know, and I've seen this, and so that's what makes me all the more humble and knowing that, you know, to give myself to that cause, I would just stop everything just to do it.
Yes, ma'am. It's been very enlightening for me as well. I mean, I've, you know, just been, thank you, God, that I've not had any, you know, things that happened to me. But, you know, I've had, you know, like my dad died of congestive heart failure, and, you know, people died, you know, around me of heart attacks. But just to know some of the causes and you know, just to learn myself has been very enlightening. And, you know, you just never know what battles people are fighting or what they're doing, because, you know, you just never know. So it's been very, I can honestly say I've been blessed just to even be a part of this organization. It's just been very enlightening for me, just the whole experience, everything. So.
Well, I thank you so very much, and I really appreciate you taking the time to call into the A Money Show Train and sharing with us. And we have another caller that's joining us on the line. 770-374. This is your girl, A Money. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on with you, A Money?
Hey, who's this?
This is Javon Gregory from Atlanta. How you doing, sweetie?
Hello, Mr. Javon. How are you?
I'm awesome. I told you I was going to call in when you got off my conference call.
I know. So, tell me something good about yourself. Give me an introduction.
Well, to all those that are listening, my name is Javon Gregory, 31, born and bred in Atlanta, Georgia, member of SUT. I am the South Region Regional President. And anything else anybody want to know, y'all can find me. Just look me up.
Well, tell the listeners why, in fact, SUT is such a great organization and why they should support this organization.
Well, it boils down to the name itself. SUT stands for Simply United Together. It doesn't divide along racial lines, color lines, barriers, agendas, sexuality. It doesn't matter. It's for anybody and everybody that wants to make a difference in your community, your neighborhood, your school, your city, whatever mantle, whatever position, whatever fight, whatever cause you want to take up. If we haven't already done it, thought of it, created a page for it, or got a division or somebody over it, then tell us so you can lead it and it can be your passion.
Well, that is very great. And if you can give where someone may want to support or donate, is there a website, is there a donate link or what have you?
At this particular point in time, we're transitioning over to our own website, but for right now you can locate us on Facebook and just type in SUT and it will pull up a host of pages. Pages from regional presidents, they have their own page, regional pages. Like I have my own page, which I head up over with my team. Jessica Browning, she is my secretary. Angela Stovall is my co-chair or my co-president of the South Region. We also have our individual chapter chairs and chapter pages for your areas. In my region, I have 43 other chapters that are in my region, from Louisiana down to Miami, Florida.
Wow.
So anything in your area, you can find. Oh, well, I try, and it's something I take on, and a lot of people don't understand this. A lot of people ask when they hear that. You got 43 chapters? Yeah, I got 43 and growing, and I make sure I say growing. Well, how much you get paid? Paid? Who gets paid? Paid? No, this is volunteer. You doing that because you're volunteering? Yeah. Well, why do you do it? Because I believe in the mission. I believe that if we don't take charge of our community and we don't take charge of the things we see wrong in our neighborhoods, nobody else is going to do it for us. We have to stop sitting and waiting for somebody else to take up the cause and to make a change and start doing it ourselves. And only then will somebody else outside of your neighborhood, somebody that you voted into office, somebody that has that means, that money, that access, that pool, that stature to get you the funds and resources you need to continue to be a blessing and help to others. But you got to start first.
That's true. That is so true. I'm so glad that you brought that into play right now, because that is true. All money is not good money, and you got to be charitable in everything you do, or it's not going to work at all anyways. How can you have $1 million knowing that someone is sleeping, you know, a couple blocks over on the ground and not be willing to help clothe or feed that person or guide them in a direction of shelter, a hug, a smile, or something? I mean, how can you be happy in that?
Honestly, it's not feasible. It's a lot of people that are rich, but they're broke. They're broke emotionally. There's a lot of people that you see, they got the big cars, they got the nice house, they go behind those closed doors and there's nobody to tell them, you know what, you did something good today, here's a hug, what's wrong with you, to ask them about it. Like I tell people that are listening to me at any point in time, if we really sat down and thought about it, for every homeless person that's here in America with the current housing market that we have, every person could be in their own home. And a lot of people don't realize that. And that's like, are you for real? Look, the only thing you got to do is research, look it up. That's just like the things that we've done at SUT at this point, and even with our other chapters. A lot of people don't understand. We're just getting to a point now where we're getting big donation and getting big help with a lot of our events. Everything we've done up until recently has been out of pocket. And a lot of people are like, really? So, yeah, that family we fed, or these 13 people, or these 30, these 40 people that we fed, came out of our pocket. Like, we recently just did an event here down in Atlanta at Peachtree and Pine at the Man's Shelter right behind. And we gave away toiletries, we gave away blankets, and we fed well over 60 people. And there's a hotel adjacent to that lot, and it was your families coming out of that hotel to get fed. And to be down there and see that difference that you made, if we probably had 25 to 30 volunteers and we fed over 60 families, and between those 30 volunteers, I think maybe all total $300 at the most, but that $300 together, not including the cost of the blankets, went to help over 60 families. And that's out-of-pocket cost.
Right.
A lot of people don't get that. Well, don't you feel a certain way? No, I feel good. My $10 just helped feed 3, 4, 5 people. Yeah, that's a meal I could have had for myself, or that's something I could have bought out the store, some lottery tickets or a couple of gallons of gas. I fed somebody. I got them a blanket that they probably wouldn't have or wouldn't receive to keep them warm tonight when I go back to my apartment. And you got to look at that. For everything you've been blessed with, given, however you look at things you receive in this world, there's somebody that didn't receive as much as you or don't have as much as you. Why should you look down your nose and not extend out a helping hand?
That's so true. You couldn't have said it no better than that, and I felt every word. I'm sure everyone here did. Please let this not be the last time you tune into the A Money Show Train, which is live every Wednesday through Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-633-9074. This is your girl, A Money, and I thank you so much, Mr. Javon. Hang out with us on the A Money Show Train. We have another caller on, 347-903. How are you?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
How you doing? Who's on?
Joshua.
Oh, man, DHI Joshua, what's up?
Nothing much. You know, I was, you know, basically, you know what I'm saying, looking over some things this earlier today, and I thought it was really important for me to call in, you know what I mean, especially because of what's happened. I think I shared it with you earlier, but basically, you know, with the toilet babies, you know what I'm saying, and that's basically babies being born in toilets and flushed down the toilet, or babies being thrown in trash cans and, you know, just neglected, or even if it's simply, you know, abortionists that kill babies after the 24-week cut, which, you know, after 24 weeks in most states, you can't abort a baby, and they'll still do it. They'll crack the spine in half. I mean, it's horrendous crimes. And I mean, a lot of people have to care. I'm not really, you know, a whole save the world kind of guy, but I have a son, you know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, there's a lot of things, like, you know, gay marriage, there's, you know, homeless children, there's a lot of, you know, causes. But I feel like the most important thing that's being ignored is this right here, because of the fact that without even being born, how the hell are you going to even experience those things? How are you going to even be able to experience, you know, loving the same sex, or, you know, being homeless, or being neglected? I mean, if you're not even born, you can't experience anything. So I feel like this is a very big topic that needs to be tackled. And I already reached out to Adrian Peterson's agent and a few other very notable people that are already behind this, and we're going to be doing some amazing things to raise awareness to this and, you know, help with community development so that young girls and, you know, parents understand the repercussions of not just having kids, but of killing your kids.
That's true. I mean, you know, what you speak on is very powerful, and, you know, the knowledge should start at home. The teaching supposed to start at home with the mother, and you know, and it's not happening because the child is the mother in the home. The child is the one who's running the home, and we need to stand up as a people and realize, you know, let's not point fingers anymore. Let's just do something about it, because the more we say he, they, we did this or that, guess what? We have accomplished nothing. We're just throwing out negativity, and nothing positive is coming out of it. So, you know, Josh, would you let them know what, you know, inspired you to even come on to talk about something like that? What happened today that brought that on?
The funny thing is, I wasn't really even thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my normal, typical work, you know, after a few meetings. And I was just, you know, I was just on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You know, chatting with a couple friends real briefly about some things. And on my timeline, it popped up. And, you know, I read the article not really knowing what the heck the picture with the baby was about. And then I read it. And then it's like, I thought this was like an epic. I didn't even know it was an epidemic. I didn't even know how serious this was. Like, when I just read the story, then it spoke on like 30 to 50 other stories that happened this year in this country. And it killed me because, you know, aside from Adrian Peterson recently being in the media over his son being, you know, brutally murdered, you know what I'm saying? This is crazy. That this is a matter that is being ignored. I mean, like, so for me, when I see that, I'm not the whole big save the world, let's all hug and kiss. I mean, I'm not even about all that type of stuff. I'm not going to be sitting here in front and trying to get, you know, likes on Facebook or get exposure for myself. I don't even need that. You know what I'm saying? I'm already where I need to be in life. But for me to, you know, run across that on Facebook, and it's just like, it made me drop my jaw, because the first thing I thought of was my son. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, even though I'm divorced, I can imagine if I had a baby mother and she did that to my child without me knowing, or something happened to my child because of whatever reason. So I just feel like it's very important now that, you know, we really got to understand, for my generation, you know what I'm saying, even though I'm kind of young, for my generation, everyone has a kid. People around my age are grandkids now. You know, I mean grandparents now. I mean, you have people that have these. There's a whole bunch of young people having kids. I mean, everybody. It's like over 40% of female pregnancies happening in the States right now. It's more than any other country other than like Africa and China. So, I mean, when you look at those numbers, it's like, for me, I'm thinking about how many of those babies actually live a full life, like me and you, how you are able to continue your dreams with the A Money Show, or me with my own company, and, you know, traveling the world and things that I mean. How many kids are even getting to see that? So that's what made me just kind of drop my jaw and just like, everything I'm doing for the next 3 months is put on pause just to do this. I mean, not everything, but a lot of things I plan, I'm redirecting it so that I could take care of this, and I'm going to put those in other people's hands to take care of, because I really want to, you know, raise a lot of awareness for what this is going on. And I feel if nobody does, you know, it's just going to continue. And God forbid that that happens to my son, I'm going to go crazy.
Right. Well, don't go crazy. Don't go crazy, because we need you and all of your support and, you know, trying to change the world, you know, because our children is the future. And, you know, they watch everything we do. So we have to be mindful in music and in our everyday way of life, how we live, as to the things that we surround them by. I mean, just leaving the TV on and the child is sleeping is giving them, you know, thoughts in their mind till when they get up, when they wake up, they act out that. And I've seen it. So, you know, you're like, oh, my goodness, that child is crazy. No, that child's not crazy. The parent is. You just left the TV on with the idiot box all night long, you know, on the child. So I thank you so much, Josh. But can you give everybody the website as to where to find DHI? And please give them a brief description of what we have going on with DHI.
Basically, you go to diamondhouseinternational.com. That, you know, D-I-A-M-O-D. I mean, M-O-N-D, house, H-O-U-S-C, international.com. And basically, you know, we have a lot of different things going on. But I think the most important thing that is going on is us living up to the motto we have, which is change the world through actions one step at a time. And we're really going to be raising a lot of awareness through our own corporate networking endeavors. And, you know, it's going to just speak for itself. I'm not going to have to really talk on this. You're going to just see it. You're going to see DHI. You're going to see what we're doing. And I'm not going to have to speak too much. You're going to be like, wow, this guy Josh, that speak on the A-Money show, was serious about it. Now I see what he's doing. I see what they're doing. It's crazy. It's a beautiful thing. So that's all I had to really say to, you know, to close off that topic. It's a pleasure speaking with you, and I really hope we continue doing great things.
Thank you so very much, Josh, for tuning in and bringing us some updates of what's going on in the community, in the world, and especially DHI as well. We have another caller on, caller 206-898. How you doing? This is the A-Money Show Train.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right, I'm blessed. My name is Mr. Edward Ezell, and I'm SUT, Stop the Violence. I'm the chairman of the Seattle chapter.
Oh, wow. Salute to you. Thanks for calling in. Let us know a little bit about what you're doing up there with SUT and Stop the Violence.
Up here in Seattle, we're doing a Stop the Violence gang awareness, and we just letting young teens know about different parts of gangs, the ups and the downs, and the things that's not talked about that's really covered up. And we, you know, we just letting them know about gangs and just trying to help the youngsters.
Well, what drove you to join the SUT movement, and how long have you been with them?
I've been with SUT for 3 years, and what drove me is that a chance to get back to the community as being an active gang member, to show the community that, you know, I made mistakes in the past, and this is my way of giving back to the community by getting involved with other gangs and, you know, putting our heads together and come up with some kind of solution to stop the violence.
Well, I commend you on that, and I know you said that you were an ex-gang member.
Yes, I was a member of the 74 Hoovers.
Okay.
And, you know, it just time to, you know, when you get older, it's just really time to focus on the young generation and help them so you could break the cycle.
So, let me ask you, was there anything tragic or what was it for you that brought you out of the 74 Hoovers and started dealing with Stop the Violence?
Losing a lot of friends, a lot of close friends, you know. Going to penitentiary, I did like 6 years, getting out and, you know, First of all, giving God the honor and praises for coming to my life and making me a better man.
Of course.
And after that, I just want
to do anything without God first.
No, I can't do that. I just want to give back to the community for a lot of stuff that, you know, I felt I was responsible for.
Well, you know what? I really appreciate you sharing your personal with us here on the A Money Show train. I mean, that really touched me that you would do that on the show, and I'm sure that a lot of the young listeners that listen in and see that, you know, people can change their lives, and, you know, because peer pressure is one thing that is killing the youth. I mean, that peer pressure thing is, you know, taking our babies right on up out of here, and we need strong men like you in the community to snatch them up and, you know, also and be encouragement to another member of a gang to change his ways and his life by your way, you know, the way you change your life, your positive. Yes, so I commend you for that.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you, and let this not be the last time that you tune into the A Money Show train, 347-633-9074. This is your girl, A Money, every Wednesday through Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you see what it do. Knowledge is the key to success, also a charitable thing that we have right here in the world. We're going to bring this to the world that you must reach out and help someone. Like they say, each one teach one. Well, somebody else need a helping hand with just a little push. You don't know their circumstances. Please do not judge them. You know, just try to help, you know, as much as you can. And if you give a little, your job is done. You know, and if they keep banging their head, don't judge them, because God is there for them. He's carrying them all the way. Trust me, carrying them all the way. And we have another caller on 906-370. What's going on?
Hey, it's your DHI CEO. How you guys doing?
Oh, man. Pop, 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 pop. Mr. Phil, what's good?
I figure I'd make a quick little presence real fast. I got about 15 minutes before I got to head out and do some things with the hockey again. But figure I'd call in and send a shout-out to A-Money and the show train and the whole crew, everybody at DHI, the team, you know, and just give my shout-out, show my support and love, and say, hey, my apologies to not showing up to the show on Saturday. Had a little situation fall asleep. Don't put me on a couch and don't put me in front of a television, because you know what happens.
Hey, Phil, you know, no apology needed. We're family. You know, we get the job done, and things happen in life where we may not be able to show up to a meeting. You know, it was a legitimate reason. You work hard. You're up all night working hard. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. And, you know, I'm not judgmental, because you're there with me all day, every day anyway. So the A Money Show train is just the outlet for us to reach the people in the universe and, you know, bring them on to DHI's products and services. And if you could give them a little background, a little history before you jump off the train, you know, I might have to slow it down for you a little bit, but, you know, give them a little bit.
Well, basically, you know, DHI was based off the conception of, in 2004, me and my daughter actually did my first little USB plug-and-play little production thing off this machine I had for the computer, you know, and kind of when I broke into the music industry myself as well, and we created a song called Music Makes Me Happy, and it was just a little, like, electronic dance beat with some lyrics, you know, and she was only 4 years old, so that was March 1st of 2004. And matter of fact, I just found that original CD here about 3 months ago, to be honest with you. So that'll be going up in the offices when all that's ready. But with the 2004 Music Makes Me Happy, that actually created the Music Makes Me Happy Foundation, which is actually going to be a subsidiary of Diamond House International. And that's where everything came together as one. I create, you know, I'm big on, you know, motivating children and kids and keeping our younger generation's minds focused, you know. And one thing that I have been able to do through this is realize that music is an outlet for I mean, people and children all over the world to release their emotions and get their feelings off their chest. So the Music Makes Me Happy Foundation was born, and that's going to be an outlet to create a musical education resource center all through Diamond House International, you know, with our concerts and our musicians poker tour. And it's just a whole conception, you know, it's a big circle of a company that basically is bringing everybody together as one while also creating jobs. We've thrown in the music industry, the business and entertainment aspects and everything, you know, from business plan writing to artist development to marketing, branding to logo creation, web development, you name it, we can do it for you. And if I can't do it, chances are that I don't do a lot of this stuff. I do a lot of the productions and, you know, and the filmmaking and all that other stuff, but there's many of other talented entrepreneurs through my circle, through my people circle, through our company's people circle, and through our team circle, and through just friendships that we have that are really close to us, that we can make anything happen that you can, I mean, see or vision. And the thing about us, when we work in loyalty, we work in motivation, we work in dedication, we work with passion, we work with, like, family morals, you know what I mean? And I ain't scared to tell nobody that. And I think that's what's drawing us close to a lot of the people around the world and what's bringing DHI on an international level real fast. We're expanding fast. We're moving quick. And it's not us that's doing it. It's just naturally happening that way. A good example is A-Money. I mean, A-Money and the show train. I mean, everybody that she's connected with, her family, you know, just her circle of people. And we just keep bringing that, you know, to all of you. So, I mean, we're glad to have everybody. We're glad to have our team. Our team is growing. I mean, we're growing fast. And, you know, we got a small team. We started with the big one. We got a small one, and now we're more powerful. So that right there should tell you a lot. So when it comes to Diamond House International, you know, we're more than music. We are business. We are branding, marketing, and first and foremost, we're full of morals and more of a family company. But yet, we do mean business first.
Absolutely, and I really have to thank you and thank everyone who had their hand in the logo. Oh my goodness, I was in tears. You said, "Did you see the logo?" I said, "What is he talking about?" I didn't see no logo. I've been going crazy over here, you know, running back and forth to different meetings. So I felt so bad. And when I saw it, I clicked on it. I said, "Oh my Lord in heaven, they have finally someone has created my vision as to my logo." Soon as you look at it, it just say, boom, that's the A Money Show train just dumped. And I thank you so very much for that. I'm going to have to push that to the team and let them see that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You know, hopefully we'll have your guys some shirt, digital samples of shirts and stuff. So we'll get all that going soon here and, you know, just keep branding and pushing the promotion of our company as well as your company and all our other partners and affiliations. You know, that's what we're here for. We're not here just for ourselves. We're actually here for the, you know, just the empire of Diamond House International to be built while creating jobs and also letting everybody else's brands be created at the same time and not just push them in the back. You know, we're basically like a mixer board at Diamond House International. And this is my theory, my analogy that I've came up with, and it's you take a mixer board and you can push all the levels up to the top. Are any of them any higher than any other? No, they're not, because we're all at that same level, and that's how I operate this company.
And we thank you so very much, and I'll tell you that, you know, everything that we're doing, I mean, it is wonderful. I love it, and, you know, I love DHI. I really do. I am now in love also with Simply Unite Together, and big ups to Miss Judy and everybody over there, James, Freddie. I cannot name everybody. Both teams are just huge, and, you know, all we have to do is just monetize everything, and that's what we're doing so that we can also be charitable in everything that we're doing, so others also not in position to reap the benefit and get the education, you know, and the jobs that are being created by the companies, and, you know, and come out of all of this, you know. Go ahead. Did somebody click in? Sorry about that, but, you know, the world will be a better place companies were run more like DHI and Simply Unite and A-Money Entertainment, Team Fault Line, the Nod Factor Records label, everything is done by God, you know, and we have God in that. And if I've missed anybody's name or name of the company, just trust and know and believe that I know that you exist. The world will know that you exist because right here on the A-Money Show Train, I will make sure I do my best to bring you my best, meaning there's no I in team. There's one and when, and we can do that together right here on the A-Money Show Train, baby. Thank you all. Say it again, babe.
I was going to just tell them if there's any callers out there that want to call in and ask any questions or speak with A-Money in the Show Train, call us at 347-633-9074. Again, the number is 347-633-9074. Get on the A-Money Show Train, and if you have a question, feel free to ask.
All righty, that's a good one. 908-400, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? I'm sorry I disappeared before. A friend of mine called me. I was just going up, going back in because I was talking to my friend about a charity that I was thinking about putting together because I actually, my cousin, she has a son that's 9 years old, autism, and I'm gonna try within the next couple of months to try to put some kind of charity together. And if anybody wants to get together and help out, you know.
Who are we speaking with? Who's this on the line?
This is Fredo Baggins.
Oh, how you doing, Fredo? Nice talking to you, sir.
How you doing, brother?
Good. Well, speaking of the autism, a charity event, let me know. Definitely be in contact with me right away on that because I have Jada Lakota from Virginia down there, you know, and her nephew or her cousin? It's her dad's brother's son. He's got autism, you know, and that's that one, you've probably seen it, the track that she just released in regards to it called Aiden's Song. And she's doing a lot of autism awareness, charity events, functions, and right now she's on. She's going on a 4-city tour with Curtis Blow right now for a big hip hop and rock thing that Curtis Blow is doing right now. So the first jump off for that is in Delaware, but they do a lot of autism awareness charity events and very very big into that. So yes, we'd like to speak on that.
Yeah, I'd definitely get in touch with you about that. You know. It's just, yeah, like I said, I'm trying to put everything together. I don't know where it's going to probably be in New York, maybe Jersey somewhere, but I want to try to do something huge for her. So,
beautiful.
Well, you definitely have A Money, and I'll support you in any way that I can. Do not forget that because I will support you, and I thank you for calling back in. That was really, really nice to call back in on the A-Money Show Train. If we have anybody on the call lines right now, they're being flooded. If you're getting kicked off, just log into the chat line or go to the website at www.theamoneyshowtrain.com and click the radio link, and you can just click play and listen live and log into chat. If you want to talk to the host or speak to any one of the people on, push number one, and I will bring you in live right now. I'm going to slow the train down. I don't know when Phil's getting off, but I'm going to slow down this way.
DJ K-Ski, right? He's sick of radio DJ. And right about now, the A-Money Show DJ. And you're on the show, A-Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, right? Let's go!
We back?
I do work, I stand out.
I
ain't worried about you. I ain't worried about you. I ain't worried about you. I ain't worried about you.
Because
I do work, I stand out. 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 I ain't worried about you. I ain't worried about you. I ain't worried about you. I'm a man on a mission. Drop a love for my attention.
She went for the D,
like she playing for the pistol.
Pass around bitches like we pass around the swishers.
She can get hit, but she'll never be the missus.
Have a cook for me, then I'll make her do the dishes.
Kick her out the crib, let her know it's just business time.
I swear my flaw,
I swear my flaw,
ha,
like a sauna.
I ain't worried about the bullshit, I want karma.
Stacking bread.
Make it stand out.
And listen to this artist. He is very hot, 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 hot. Curtis E is the next to blow right here on the A Money Show train with the single Stand Out. The Not Factor record is going down. This also to Miss Angela Richardson. This is your girl, A Money, and I love it. What's going on?
This is the CEO.
Miss Paul has a question for DHI.
Hi, good night.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. First of all, I like Curtis E's song. He reminds me of Jay-Niff, this artist that Amy.
Oh, Jay-Niff?
Yeah, he does.
Yes.
He really does. Just the way he flows. I really like it, and it's really hot. I think he has a promising career.
Well, thank you. Well, that is a very wonderful review, and we definitely got to get on it. Team A Money, I want you to push this single like never before.
Of course.
So you had a question for DHI?
Yeah, I'm an inspired songwriter.
Okay.
I'm always looking for ways to get better of my craft. So I would like to know if you have any advice for me.
My advice to you, honestly, is to just keep doing what you're doing and use your passion to excel yourself and make sure you connect yourself with a circle of people, people that inspire you, mentors. Find yourself a mentor. That's one of the biggest things, I think, and biggest fault that a lot of people don't have. And if you have one already, that's great. Just mentorship is one of the, I think, one of the biggest qualities that any aspiring artist can actually ever have, because their mentors are usually people that have already made it or are successful in industry or some way, shape, or form. And, you know, just keep critiquing yourself. You know, I'm a big critiquer of my own self. I don't ever think anything of mine is ever good enough. But I will tell you what, as soon as you have something that's hot, you won't critique yourself at all. You know, but it's always good that you critique yourself, because once you stop critiquing yourself, you stop learning. And that's honest to God what I believe. And just make sure you show love, show passion. And, I mean, the key to everything is love. I mean, you know, like, don't be scared to show love. And that comes through your music, because when you actually portray love and passion and dedication through your music and through your songwriting, it shows 100%. And trust me, people will follow.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? I don't critique myself. A-Money is one of my mentors through my career. You can ask her. She knows how I write. She has a few words, few of my songs, right, A-Money?
Yes.
She's a great mentor. You got a great mentor, a great mentor. I mean, I will tell you that right now from the short time that I've known A-Money, but it seemed like we've known each other for years. She's true,
Yes. She's
passionate, Yes. And she will never steer you wrong in any which way, shape, or form. Just remember that.
I know that.
Thank you. I love Miss Styles. I took her not as a mentor. You know, I treat her as she's my daughter. We've gained that rapport, and she loves me like a mom. And I just love her and her craft. Oh, my God, she's a genius. She's in school. She's doing very good. And, you know, I salute her, because she was a Special Olympics woman as well. And she is the reason why I will never say I can't do anything again.
I tip my hat off to that, most definite. And, you know, that's where a lot of our rising shining stars go. You know, and it's not about just the music. You know, there's more to it than that, and I think a lot of people have failed to realize that. You know, it really starts down at the bottom, you know, where, you know, connection and just showing your ability to want to do something and your passion and, you know, your dreams. You know, if you got your eyes set on something, go get it, because ain't nobody going to not let you get it. The only person that ain't going to ever let that happen is you, okay? And just remember that dreams are bigger than anything, and they're always possible. And it's a rule that I followed. And once you do that, you locked it all together, you're gonna have an amazing circle of people. I mean, look at Shannon, A-Money, Shawnee, Josh. You know, like Ed. I can go on, Joe. I can go on, and we just got a list of partners and just people that we've connected that just God has brought to us. Holy, seriously. And when I say this, I truly, truly mean it. Keep doing what you're doing. You're in the right circle, and I'll do everything in my power as a CEO of the company to make sure that your dreams are a success as well.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
That's impressive.
Ms. Styles, did you hear what he said? I think we lost her, but Ms. Styles, did you hear what Phil said?
Yes, I did.
Well, we thank you so much, Phil, for, you know, giving her that and sending yourself to Ms. Styles. And I will make sure that, you know, I'll get her in contact with you. She's a very wonderful blessing to have, you know, and she is a very hard worker as well. Even though she's a student, she finds time to just promote that A-Money Team thing. And, you know, whatever A-Money Team is, DHI, and also, you know, Simply Unite Together is going down. Team Fault Line in the building. What's up, caller 619-208? How you doing?
Hey, everyone. It's Shannon. Everybody calls me Princess.
How you doing, Shannon?
Oh, I'm great. I was listening to what the young lady was saying and what Phil was telling her, and he's absolutely correct. He's absolutely correct. You find that team, the way he still runs the business, Diamond House, the way he runs it, he found a solid team of people who all had the same vision but different styles of going about it, and everybody had their own dreams. We all have our own dreams, and we all have our own talents and what it is that we like to do. And we get to keep what it is. We actually get to enjoy what it is that we love to do.
Yeah.
I love to write. So I get to keep my magazine, but I still work with DHI. Aisha is a great mentor and life coach, and she has her radio show. And the way that Phil and Josh, the way that they both just mix everyone together and they keep it fun and keep it entertaining, and we can play around together, and we can still, we can have a little argument, but we still work together. We're not going to leave no one behind. We all actually care.
Absolutely.
We all care about, and the way I'm just, what he just said to you is 100% correct. You find people with the same vision and the same dreams, and you are a leader. I can tell you're a leader from the way that you speak. You're a leader. You're doing a great job. You find those people with the same dream, you mix them all together, and you lead. And you all lead, and you mix. You have a great time, and you build something amazing, amazing. And with Aisha on your team and being your mentor, sweetheart, I don't even know what to tell you, because Aisha is someone very special to this team.
Miss Shannon, you're a leader yourself. Let me tell you that you're a natural born leader. Y'all are, and it's like you said, it shows. I don't have to go ask to do it. Y'all do things on your own, and you guys are making moves in every which and right direction. And it's just, it's a blessing to have y'all. Period. Because regardless what I've built or what my visions have always been, when it comes down to it in the end, nobody can do this alone, and that's just the truth. I can do a lot, but I can't do this on my own, and I'm just thankful for everybody that's part of it, That's what we're supposed to do, push each other and just create jobs,
Exactly.
And I want to bring another caller on, 718-588. What's going on? This is the A-Money Show Train, baby.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? It's Madam Queen.
Oh, it's Queen Robinson.
Welcome to the A Money Show Train.
Just got home. It's been a long day. How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, we were missing.
Hey,
you.
We're happy. We're motivated.
Always a blessing. And so you are right. Shannon is a very good leader, and so is Aisha.
Shannon is such a very good person overall. She's the life coach, and she's the leader, and Madam Queen, and Phil, the first time we, united, it was just like, I told him this, and I wonder if he remembers. I called him brother, and he said something about his hair or whatever. And I said, well, you look just like me. And he cracked up. You have to see a picture of me and Phil. And from that point on, it was just like we clicked. It's gel, super glue. We're not going anywhere. And Madam Queen has her thing. And, the princess, Shannon, she is, I have to tip my hat off to her because she is a wonderful person on the team, and Ed and Josh and everybody here, we're a family. You can't break this family bond, and we're going to bring you our best at all times, no matter what. But, Queen, please tell them about your charitable event that you have.
Oh, well, right now we're putting funding together to start my very first movie from my own company, and we're just trying to raise the money to make sure this dream becomes a reality, and with everybody's help, I'm sure it will. This is a movie that I wrote a couple years ago, and it's just taken me a while to put the right pieces together, but now that I'm with Diamond House, I feel it all come together the way it's supposed to.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, we'll help put those pieces of puzzles together, and then start getting the the information down, the people together, and, you know, start getting little clips of it. And we just ask for all y'all support out there. She's got a link that she'll give you here in a little bit as well. Amen. He'll shout it out maybe if she has it on her as well. But if Shani wants to let them know where they can go and look at all that, you know, it's going to be on GoFundMe, and she also has one on Kickstarter. And, you know, it's, like she mentioned, it's groundbreaking, and we're just trying to get everybody's support and just get a few of these movies and films done by DHI and her 4CC Productions and, you know, and Aisha and A-Money and everybody else that we can possibly get involved in. And just get things started off the ground and start making movements instead of just sitting like a stale bag of chips.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed.
So, go ahead and give your URL out, Madam Queen. I think you would do it best.
Well, it'll be www.gofundme.com/4ccproductions. Or you could find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/4ccpro. And on either site, you can see the link, and any donation helps. There are special giveaways for special donations, so check out the link and decide which one fits you the best. But by all means, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The project that you're doing, can you give us a little bit of the story? Can you give us a little bit about...
One second, guys. I got to cut out here. I got to jump off the line here for a little bit. I'll be on tomorrow longer. But I just want to give a shout out real quick to all DHI, the whole world, the music business, entertainment industry, Shannon, Aisha, Shawnee, Joe, Ed. You know, my man Josh. He does it big for DHI. That boy's a powerhouse. He's a mogul. You know, I'm a mogul coming along. About to bring a whole bunch of moguls with us. We're doing it big at DiamondHouseInternational.com. You can check us out at Diamond House International Music Group. That's our new the music group part of the company. We're going to be branching off in different subsidiaries. So just keep an eye on us and keep up to date. If anybody needs any branding, marketing, any sales consulting, anything, we got it. Just get a hold of us, free consultations. Make sure you get your free consultation. If you got a company, we won't help you.
Definitely.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, thank you for riding the train, you know, and we will see you tomorrow and in the chat, I'm sure, all night and morning long. But you guys, I want to show some love to Mr. Ray Charles. I love Ray Charles. Born September 23rd, 1930, he brought us so much joy in his music. We lost him June 10th, 2004, but I just must tell you that Ray Charles, his music still lives on today. He's a legendary musician and pioneer. I mean, he had soul music during the 1950s. I just love Mr. Ray Charles. And I'm going to play something and dedicate this to all my callers and listeners out there. DHI, let's go. Let's do this big on the A Money Show train with Simply Unite Together as well. And to all of our fans, If I Could by Ray Charles.
If I could, I could put you from the same in your eyes, give you courage in a world of trouble. Yes, I would. If I could, I would teach you all the things I have learned, and I'd help you cross the bridges that I've burned. Yes, I would. If I could.
Yo, this is your girl, A Money, and we're just enjoying ourselves on the train with all of the wonderful people who stepped on the train, got their tickets, and took a ride with us tonight on the hottest radio show coming out of New York. This is your girl, A Money. I will continue to bring you my best at all times through blessings and all praises due to God. We will enjoy the train Wednesday through Saturdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-633-9074. As usual, this is your girl, A Money, and thank you, chat room. I love the support over in the chat room. If everybody can give their love and say hello to the chat room over there, they just show so much love. Adrena from Mississippi was so addicted. Girl, I'm so addicted. I don't know where he's at or when he's going to come my way, but trust me, it's going to be my day.
I'm kind of like you. I can't explain it all in the things you do. My kids never follow me. Even when you move your arms around me, boy, you got me wrong. Can't wait to be alone. I just want you to be laying next to me. Kiss me, you touch me, you hold me. Can't sleep without you, without you, without you. Your love is that heavy that takes me. I just want you to be laying next to me. Kiss me, you touch me, you hold me. Can't sleep without you, without you, without you.
I'm doing good. This is Deuce motherfucking Revis. How you feeling?
This is who?
This is Deuce Revis.
Deuce Revis. All right. The Deuce is on us. What's good?
Yes. Man, everything over here. I just seen you put up the link. You know, I'm checking out the show, and I did want to say congratulations because I see you are now, you know, going to be working with the TV network, the SUT.
Oh, you saw that. I didn't mention it, but thank you.
Okay, congratulations. What's going on, though?
Oh, wow. You know, thanks once again to the Princess for bringing on the wonderful people, and thank you for taking the time out to recognize things that's going on the social network. But we would love to know all about you and what's going on.
Well, my name is Deuce Revis. I was born in Bogota, Colombia, and I was raised out in New Jersey. And I was raised in a single-parent home, and in between growing up, I found rap music as a form of expression. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just fell in love with hip-hop and just in the culture. And then my whole life, I guess, ever since then, I've just been rapping and putting my life into songs, and that's how I've been expressing myself. And that's pretty much, you know, what I do.
So where are you from, actually?
Like, I was born in Bogota, Colombia. That's in South America.
Oh, okay.
And I
wanted you to say that one more time. I just wanted you to say that one more time because it sounds so sexy, the language.
Oh, shit. All right. Colombiano Callejero, Ganando Matinero. See, the Revis, I make records in English and Spanish. Actually, Ain't Money, I got a new video coming out in about 3 weeks. It's called El Callejero, and it's like an English and Spanish type of joint that I did on a reggaeton track. You know, I'm definitely going to try and shoot that at you on Facebook, and maybe you could give me some feedback.
Well, definitely shoot it to my email if you don't mind, and that's amoneyentertainment@gmail.com. Send me, you know, your bio. Send me some links. Let me check you out. And I definitely give feedback to each and every artist that's why I'm up all night. I cannot tell someone, you know, okay, I'm going to check it out and don't. I listen to it in its entirety, and I give you my honest feedback. And from that point on, let's get you in rotation, get an interview going on the radio show, as well as A Money TV right here in Hot Atlanta, coming to you soon. I'm telling you, it's going down in Atlanta right here on WAIN. Your girl A Money will be live on television bringing you my best and my team and the world. Just, you know, I want to kick some knowledge on this show and bring Charlie Prince down, and he's going to be doing games people play, Monopoly, as well as on the radio station. So big ups to the whole movement. I appreciate your love for tuning in and, you know, your support, and I will support you as well. And let's make some things happen. I got your number over here, and my number is 404. If you have a pen, it's 404-399-4255. You can call me, and I'll let you know all about how I feel about you and your music, your craft, or whatever it is, and let's get you on the show.
Yo, I really appreciate that. Thank you. Hey, quick question. When I send you tracks,
yes,
do you want them clean or do you want them dirty?
I would love to have them very clean. Take some soap and just scrub it all up for me.
Okay, no problem. I got you. Speaking about games people play, A-Money, before I let you go, you know what game I don't like that people play?
What is it?
I don't like when the girl tells me that she's pregnant to keep me around. That's the type of thing I don't like.
I'm not laughing at that. So do you think that she's actually pregnant or she's trying to get pregnant?
Hell no. I think she's just trying to stay around.
Well, how do I know you're not trying to stay around? I mean, she can't get pregnant or make that assumption if you still not, you know, going over there hitting it and quitting it, as y'all call it. Watch out, Cat
you
Daddy,
know,
now. Hold up.
Oh, nah. You know, I mean, it's all fair and love and war, but, you know, when I was going in high school, you know, one of the tricks that the girls used to play, and, you know, there's a lot of nice girls out there, too. You know, I'm not hating on the women. I love the women. But they used to go around the school and tell us that they were pregnant and they needed money for abortion, and they would be scamming these dudes for money, and they was never pregnant in the first place.
That's why condoms were invented.
Yo, you're right about that.
They didn't know much about the condoms back then, though. The awareness is very serious right now. But well, are you speaking in the 60s or 70s? What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about 5 years ago.
Deuce is young. Deuce is a young cat, so he knows good and well he need to strap it up because there's crazy girls out in Jersey, and you know this is Madam Queen telling you this, Deuce.
Holy Christ, Madam Queen, where the hell, where'd you pop from? I didn't even know you was on the line.
I've been on the line the whole time.
Oh, shit. Well, shout out to you. How you been?
I'm good.
Hey,
damn,
we have a caller. I want to join the caller and just let you guys know that your mics are live, but we have a new caller, 951-642. This is your girl, A-Money. What's good?
Hey, what's happening, A-Money?
Hey, babe, how you doing?
Who is this?
Oh, I'm just chilling, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling.
Who is this?
This is Gangster Grammy, baby.
Who? This is who? This is who?
This is Gangster Grammy, baby.
Gangster Grammy, okay.
Yeah.
I heard you the first time. I heard you the first time. You called for Cupcake, right, Gangster Grammy?
Hold on, I have to check my hearing aid. Hold on.
Gangster Grammy is from Los Angeles.
Y'all ain't never tried to turn up your hearing aid.
I never turned up my hearing aid. Let me turn mine down. Hold up.
Yo.
To get it in, right?
Oh, man,
wait, is that before or after she put her teeth in?
I should ask him. Before, because I like the gums, you know.
So, Gangster Granny, Gangster Granny, if you and Deuce Revis ever met, could I get the gums? That's what I want to know.
On the A-Money Show train, I refuse. I just got done telling the world all about, say, the people, and you talking about guns? What? Deuce Reeves, you have been muted forever in a day. Let me talk to you, Deuce. Throw up your doses or whatever you're going to do. What's good, Deuce?
Who this?
Yeah. This is Cupcake.
What?
Oh, what's going on? What'd you say to me? I didn't hear you.
No, I was like, you know, you was trying to get my girl Gangster Granny gums, and I'm trying to tell you we saving the world, and we can't be talking about that. Gangster Granny gonna kill you with them sharp gums.
Oh, okay. I just trying to see if I could get a little gum action. You know, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, man. I'm scared to even.
Hey, baby.
Oh, man.
Come on,
go ahead, Granny.
Hey, please. Check this out, baby. Cupcake just be getting jealous, baby, you know. I think she got a crush on me, but, you know, this is Dangerous Granny, baby, you know. I keep it West Coast BBT all day, baby.
You know, okay. You see, I think Cupcake, I think you're trying to ruin Gangsta Granny's mojo right now. You know
Cupcake
what I'm saying?
She blocking.
Yo, yo, yo. Oh, so that's how y'all giving it up. See, I told Shanae-Nae, let me tell you, I don't like Shanae-Nae, and I'm starting not to like Gangsta Granny all news.
Yeah, but Gangsta Granny was dropping it like it was hot, I heard, so I'm saying.
Excuse me, who made the people?
Right, well, check it out, Cupcake. How about this? How about, you know, I go meet up with Gangsta Granny, and after I'm done with her, you and me can hit it off. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell you, if you ain't down for riding a train and partying and, you know, on the A Money Show
on Wednesday,
I'm not even with it. I'm going to let you get Gangsta Granny. She's dumb and I got to keep it.
Cupcake, long as you got some in my PayPal.
PayPal?
Whatever you got with Cupcake, baby. Because, you know, we're stepping over here.
You pimping with PayPal?
Oh, yeah, baby. We PayPal pimping, baby. On the West Coast,
pimping. Wow. I guess I do learn something new every day.
Hey, you can do what you want.
I like Gangsta Granny. She got a hustle spirit. I like that.
Thank you, baby. You know, I try to keep it hood, you know.
Keep it hood with PayPal. Gangsta Granny, did you have your tapioca yet tonight? Did you take your meds?
Oh, yeah, hold on, I'm about to blaze it up right now. Hold on.
Wow. Hey, Gangsta Granny.
What's happening? What's happening?
I would like to know if you also, you keep it hood, but are you riding for a cure or a cause out there in L.A.? And if so, which one?
Glaucoma.
How you helping the glaucoma? I gotta hear this one. You got that special tree farm for the people with glaucoma?
Something to do with your eyes.
Yeah, but do you have that special tree farm out there for glaucoma patients?
Yeah, baby. You know, I grow it all in my backyard. You see, I go out there and I pick it.
I like you already, so you know I'm going to have to find a way to get you in one of my movies eventually.
I was going to tell Kendrick.
Yo, no, what?
We got Deuce Revis, we got Madam Queen, and we got the host. You know what I'm saying?
Don't forget the princess. The princess is here with us, too. Wow.
Y'all don't got nothing. This ain't the Deuce show.
This is the A Money Train show. Cupcake. Vicodin. She needs to calm down.
Hello?
Hello? What's your address, Queen? I'm coming to have ice cream with your queen. We about to take this down on the meltdown, Queen. What's good?
Let me find out. You do not want to step foot in the BX. You don't want to do it to yourself.
Oh, my goodness. You told me I could be in your movie and you up here telling me I can't come now? What's up with that? Meet me halfway. Cross the line then, Queen.
Wait. You don't want to come up here. You loud. Right now, my neighborhood is quiet. You got to relax a little bit.
Hello.
You need a Vicodin.
Hello. Yo, Cupcake, you need to sleep that Vicodin with the Revis, all right? That's what you got to do.
You need a Vicodin with a shot of Southern Comfort.
Everybody got their panties in a bunch. Okay, let me give y'all this story, right? I thought I was over here supporting you guys and loving you, and you put this on me tonight. You gang up on me because Gangsta Granny shows up like a movie star and signing deals and stuff, and then you just cut me out like, We rolling.
We networking. Nobody threw you under the bus. We tried to include Gangsta Granny. You already know you was part of the team. Cut that out.
You gonna say net, and then give me my cup? Don't mention that word if you ain't paid me yet, because I PayPal pimp for real. I'm PayPal pimp.
Cupcake. Hey, Cupcake.
I'm going to let y'all go ahead and let Gangsta Granny. She can go ahead and take over because I just don't fell off.
Hello?
Gangsta Granny got to put her teeth back in now. We can't have her walk around with no teeth.
What y'all do to my grandma?
Hey,
what y'all do to my grandma?
No,
Granny, Gangsta Granny, I'm telling you where she is now. Gangsta Granny, she got tired of this mess, and she go downtown Atlanta, and she's sitting there in front of Magic City, and they won't let her in.
No, she ain't. She over here looking pissed off with a blunt in her mouth.
And she ain't sharing?
No, she don't even share with me. She just gave me the phone right here.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, but who was the sexy man that I recurred? Who was the sexy voice that recurred? Occurred on the show. The man with the voice occurred. Who are you?
Doug Mack in the building. Team Fall Line. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is Mac Daddy. Mac Daddy, you said you were taking me out on a date, but we don't do drugs on this show. I will refuse and just say no.
Hold up.
Don't be talking about
taking
you
out on a date. Wait a minute. Hold up.
You said you were taking me out on a date. Me and you was going to roller skate and pick us up some people and have some fun and everything
cougars,
like that.
Come on. For
okay,
real, I do
no,
not
no.
do cougars. Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
Mac Dub, she's trying to put the handcuffs on you, bro.
You feel me? Like, I don't even do cougars like that. You feel me? Like, for real?
No. Oh, hey. So the Mac Dub joke. And we're not going to talk about you, Mac. We're not going to talk about you, Mac, because you is Mac Daddy.
No, for real,
I like your music, and I want you to tell the people how you be doing your thing for so many years, Mac Daddy. You like with the West Coast, Snoop Dogg, RBS. I dare you. I'm a groupie.
That's why I won't do you. That's why I won't do you, Cupcake. I'm trying to stop your heart.
Okay, so we like that. We like that.
I don't want to be the reason we go to your funeral. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey.
Wait a minute, Mac.
I'm gonna come out and hang out on the West Coast with you.
Hold on a minute. He on a different show. Cause Wednesday it said you got it twisted. Wednesday, we are now on A Money's Burn the Mac. And let me tell you something, Mac, I don't want you, boy. I don't want you. I said we were going out and hang out, and I was looking for RBX. Man, you got it twisted. I thought you was my friend. I've been your groupie. I've been boosting you up, and you know what? Ain't money just blowing you to death, but I'm going to tell her something tonight. I'm going to tell her something.
Oh.
She's going to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like,
shit.
No, won't be.
You don't love me. You just love my swag. You don't love me. You love my swag. Knock it off.
It's okay, Doug Mac. I'm going to come hang out on the West Coast with you.
I'm going to come hang out.
Please.
What you look like, sweetheart?
I'm trying to be nice.
It's no longer the A Money Show Train. This is Doug Mac. Hello.
Oh, well, you know what? A-Money is getting dressed, and she don't mind letting it be the Doug Mac, because I tell you this right here, brother, she is the best internet celebrity long talk host out there, so she don't mind letting you have a Doug Mac show, because she just like that. She likes that. And now don't you ever appear. Don't appear or occur to forget it.
Because A-Money is a team player.
And you know what?
That's the truth.
A-Money, you know what I'm saying? Shout outs to you, A-Money. If you're still there, you listening, you know what I'm saying? This is Deuce Revis, and I just want to say thanks for having me on the show. And thanks for liking my music page. I appreciate the love. Shout out to Mac Dub in the West Coast. Shout out to Madam Queen in the BX. You already know. I'm out of here. Wait, man. Hey, yo, Cupcake. Go take yourself a Valium or some shit. You need to chill out. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of here. Stay up, yo. Peace and love to A1. I'm out. Wait, man.
What did you guys do to Cupcake? She's over here bawling. I can't go and take a break.
Nope.
I can't take a break. Wouldn't you do that?
Hey, Money, don't
Cupcake
ever do that
had
again.
A nervous breakdown.
Yeah, she was trying to call me off.
I can't get dressed for an event. You know, I can't get dressed and you guys just, like, really hurt her feelings. You know, that's
hey,
what
hey, 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 Money. Hey, Money. Cupcake upset Granny and then had a nervous breakdown.
She really thinks she can handle this?
You know how she is.
She
has her moments and she wants to be the host of the show and want to love on everybody, but you know she just don't like no other people just tuning in.
All right, but the next time you go to take a break, make sure you give her a shot before you give her the microphone. she was a little too high strung.
Yeah, she done messed up Granny vibe. She don't even want to get on the phone no more.
Yeah, they were singing "Don't Kill My Vibe" to her on the phone.
Yo, everybody, Dub Mac is on the A Money Show train. Team Frontline CEO is going down. Dub Mac, what it do, boo? I hear you doing big things out there, and I know that you got sick, but you pulled right up out of it. So just let me know what's going on. What's going on?
Well, you know, I just overworked myself. You feel me? I'm trying so hard. Like, I'm not getting too much sleep. So the doctor said I overexerted myself. You feel me? Like, but I go hard for this. You feel me? Like, this, you know, I go hard. So I'm up every day and every night for all, you know, the people that's trying to get in this game. I'm trying to make some lanes. You feel me? Like freeway. Like freeway Rick. You feel me? I'm trying to make a freeway lane, you know, so everybody can exit and enter as they please, you know, as long as you pay a little something at the toll bridge, you know what I'm saying? It'd be all good, all love, you feel me? Like, you know, and you can drive on your lane. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm a bridge builder. That's what I call myself, you know.
So,
I'm trying to build bridges.
Can you let the world know what's good with the companies and where they can support, where they can find, and, you know, what we're looking for?
Well, you can find me everywhere. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Google. I mean, you can just Google anything with my name on it. It's really simple, and everything's going to pop up, like, at the top of the list. You feel me? Like, it's not really that hard, like. Really.
So tell us a little bit about why you're looking for models for your company and what's the name of the company?
Oh, Models for Media. Basically what it is, we want to create a go-to spot for, like, anybody in the industry that do have models or you want to do videos and whatnot. And it's hard to find models. All you got to do is call me. You feel me? Or call us, and, you know, we're going to have it for you, whatever. You want them to dance, you want them to do whatever. I mean, we're not doing, like, stripper type of things, you know, because I don't want to, you know, have my models doing that. But anything that's, you know, of good value, you know what I'm saying, if you need some models, you can come look us up, and we'll have them for you on deck, you know. Whatever, print models, whatever you want to do. Like, just let me know. Hit me up.
Very nice. I like that. I really like that.
Yes. So we definitely. Of course. And I'm so happy that, you know, Dub Mac allowed me to be a part of the movement with the companies that we have. As COO, I enjoy it, and you know, we're really coming a long way. So if there's any event out there where you need some models to come out, whether it be a charitable event or concert or what have you, you know, you can hit myself up, as COO, and you know the number, 404-399-4255, or hit me up on Facebook. Models, send in your headshots to A Money Entertainment at Gmail, and we will be reverting over our Gmails for that purpose as well. But at this point in time, send them over to A Money Entertainment, and come check us out and find out what's popping over there. And we are Team Fault Line as well. And I thank you all for tuning in to the A Money Show Train. Can everybody send out a big shout out to the chat room? Can you all just give the chat room some love right now?
Chat room.
Yes. Chat room.
Shout out to chat room.
Yeah. We love it.
We love you. Tune in next week.
Tune in
next week sometime. Hey, I want to say one more thing about the modeling thing, if I may.
Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
Oh, dang. I just cut off Biggie. I was about to start rapping.
Get it.
No, but basically, I just want to be like I just want to elaborate on it a little bit more. I just want to be like the go-to guy, you feel me? Anything that you guys need, you know, don't hesitate. We are just starting up. It's not like we are fully emotional. We just want everybody to send in their portfolios so that, you know, we can put you in categories, you know, and also give us a little bit about what you do, what your talents are, so that we can put you in the right spot. So when clients do come at us, you know, we know how to address you in that manner. You feel me? Whatever it is that you plan to do for the company, you know, I just want you to put that, you know, in bold writing so we'll know, okay, I can't put you over here. I can put you over there, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, am I making sense here? No.
Yeah, you make your sense.
You make your sense, yeah. You're right.
Okay. I just, you know, I just want to be like a employer. That, I mean, I want to put some people to work. That's my main goal. Like, I just, you know, like an agency. Like, you feel me? That's basically what we are, an agency. Like. So make it easy for the people to find you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are the best. All of you are the best. I love you all. This is your girl, A Money, of the A Money Show Train, Wednesday through Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 347-633-9074. Big up to Team Mash and Keith Plinzard. Let's do it. And Jess Duck, we out.
It's the big dog DJ K-Ski, aight? He's sick of radio DJ. And right about now, the A Money Show DJ. And you're on the show, A Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, aight? Let's